evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we are here on this 14th day of October 2017. It's actually the 15th year already in the UK, and we're just waiting for Hurricane Ophelia, which is an amazing name for a hurricane, to hit the UK. We don't many often get hurricanes in the UK, but there's one that was stayed in the Atlantic, didn't hit the US. But it's working its way up to us here. It's pretty burnt out anyway. But anyway, I'll go straight to it. We have a very special guest today, an outstanding woman. I call her a roaring great woman. I don't think she minds that. She is an attorney, a former U.S. Army. She is a prolific lecturer on constitutional matters. She's a Russian linguist. I only have some of the stuff here, I know. But she's been on this program before, and she's made time for us today from... I forget where she is. I think Ohio. Anyway, we're talking about Chris Ann Hall. Is Chris there?
Hello. I am in Ohio.
Hello
that
there.
Is true.
Very good, very good. Well, I hope you're sitting with your feet up at this stage. You're not. Last time I talked to you, you're in an airport concourse in Dallas or somewhere. Is that right?
Well, actually, I'm in a hotel in Ohio, there may be a little bit of background noise because there's some activity going on in the hotel, but I am right here.
Well, after Las Vegas, I think the word hotel in America is now a dangerous word, isn't it? We won't go into that.
Perhaps, yeah.
It's and all the carry-on of that. That's worthy of a subject on its own, but RBN has been covering that comprehensively. But I was saying to you on the phone the other day, regarding the entire debacle of what we're involved in America and in Britain, the police state and this demonic system of government, the noose is tightening, ever tightening around our necks day to day. I was going to ask you a first question. You take it anyway. Like in your, I used to do. I was a rep on the road to Ireland. I did 750,000 miles in 18 years, and did 2,000 overnights in hotels. Right, so I know it's like to be on the road. But in the last year, and we come to Tom McAvoy now later on the program. It's a very important subject. But have you noticed any deterioration in people, or improvement in their awareness, the public at large, and your seminar people? How do you find, say, for instance, with all the activity about Trump last year? What's your take on that?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question, because what I find is that there is a new generation of young people that are coming up. It's a counterculture of young people that you're seeing in the media today, a counterculture to the I don't know how much you follow the media here in America, but a counterculture to that generation that we identify as snowflakes, you know, the uber liberal elite, ultra sensitive, don't hurt my feelings kind of thing. And what we're seeing is a counterculture arising in America. It's a very strong counterculture of young people who are either educated or impassioned to be educated about liberty, about limited government, and about personal responsibility. And it's wonderful, because I've been teaching for about 7 years, and I teach about 260 class events in over 22 states every year. And in the last 7 years, I've seen the number of young people in attendance to my constitutional trainings grow and grow and grow, especially in the western part of the United
I'm
States.
I'm very glad to
really, really
I'm very glad to hear some good news. That is good news.
Yeah.
Because there's so little
good
news about it. But sorry, carry on anyway.
Yeah, so in the West, where the life of the farmers and the ranchers are under such vicious and virulent attack, the young people are watching their neighbors and their parents struggle to maintain what human beings ought to have the right to possess. And in the Western states, it is not unusual for me to go to a meeting of 200 or more and have one half to two thirds of the meeting being young people of 25 years old or less.
I'm delighted to hear that. I really am. That is good news. Wow, very good.
And it's very encouraging. And the problem is that this is not what's being portrayed by the media. So the average person does not get to see the amazing things that are happening. Because I wish I could change this about America, but America is addicted to this mainstream media, and they obtain their reality from it as a whole. And I'm saying in general now, not by specific, but in general, the American people obtain their reality from the mainstream media, and they don't even get to experience the amazing things that I get to see.
Well, that fact, and the fact that the teachers in high school and in universities are liberal lefties, almost like 90%. Is that a fair comment?
Say that one more time for me.
The teachers that the young people are teaching them in high school and in universities are liberal, ultra-liberal liberals to a massive degree.
Yes, to a massive degree, but I wouldn't say to the extent that the media actually portrays, because we have a lot, many. See, what you see is what we call here the squeaky wheel, right? But the squeaky wheel is not necessarily the majority. And so the squeaky wheel is the liberal that is making all the noise. But in reality, we have many, many, many dedicated teachers to truth here in America. But you don't hear about them because they've been psychologically and sociologically silenced. They don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to lose their opportunity to make an impact on the students. So they sort of stay quiet. But I see them because they invite me to come and teach their students. Of the 260 meetings that I teach every year, we teach in high schools and middle schools and colleges because we have teachers. We have principals and school board members who want to bring in this education that they are not seeing in the textbooks.
Very good. I'm glad to hear that. I really. And would you say that's both urban and rural situations, or is it strictly a rural phenomenon?
I would say it's more common in the rural area, but it is not exclusive to the rural area. I have been, I have taught in urban areas. As a matter of fact, I was brought to a major liberal college in Miami, Florida, by a conservative professor to teach her classes for an entire day. So it's not exclusive, but I would say it's more common in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is very good, considering, I don't have to tell you this, but this massive criminal alliance of Facebook, Google, YouTube, and we have been ready, and I've heard a shocking story this week about Firefox, Mozilla, and PayPal and Amazon are in the same cabal with Microsoft, who are trying to destroy the alternative media.
Yeah, well, that's why the people, why what you're doing and what we're doing is so important. We need to make sure that we are continuing to speak the truth. Right now, my education is suffering a major attack from YouTube. We have YouTube videos that have been on the website for 4 or 5 years that YouTube is just now recently deemed inappropriate for the majority of its viewers. And these are just lessons on the Constitution. So,
yeah, I was several people like Mark Dice. Okay, he does some lighthearted stuff about, you know, on the promenade at San Diego, asking people about what their understanding of things, and they haven't a clue. And just briefly, you know, he tried to give away 10 ounces of silver to 100 different people, a 10-ounce bar of silver or a Hershey bar or a Snickers bar. They all took the Snickers bar. They didn't know what the silver was. And
That's right.
Of thing. And he's a serious writer as well. But he has 100 million a year views, and now YouTube are demonetizing him. Shocking.
Right. Well, food. And that is unfortunately an indication of the errant education system that we live in. You know, I teach, what's interesting is it's not just the young people, you know. I teach a history class on the Constitution, and I've taught people with PhDs in American history, PhDs in polyscience and government, and PhD in Supreme Court justices, and they've all told me that they learned more about our America in 1 hour of my class than they did in their entire PhD program. And that's not patting me on the back. That's an indictment on our education system.
Oh, it sure is. It sure is. Like Common Core, et cetera, et cetera. But there is a rise up against Common Core in some states now. But that's an obscene, I don't have to tell you, an obscene education system. Do you come up against that now and again?
Well, of course. But what we do is we teach parents that no matter what their children are taught in where whatever curriculum they're in, is that education begins and ends with the parent. We as parents are all homeschool parents, no matter where we teach our children or what our children are taught, because we should be the beginning and the end of the education of our children. As a homeschool mom, I can tell you that there are curriculums that are offered that I don't agree 100% with, and I'm not going to let some textbook or some stranger teach my child something that I know is not true. I'm not going to allow some stranger or some textbook teach my child something that I'm not certain is true. So even if I'm not certain, I'm going to find the information, I'm going to find the facts, and I'm going to make sure my child is adequately, and at this point, has a superior level of information and education than what is offered in the schools.
Well, if the same parents come up against this thing, which again and again, like this week, a mother in Detroit was jailed for not allowing her child to be vaccinated. Have you come across people discussing that with you?
Well, you know, we have this.
Hello? Ooh, have we lost
the
line there?
Are you still there?
Yeah, you're breaking up a bit, but carry on.
Okay. Yep. So we have this saying in the legal field, bad facts make bad law. And a lot of these vaccination cases fall right into that category. And it's because, here's the bottom line. When adults cannot manage their relationships and they invite the court system to resolve disputes between them, what happens is they
I have to intercept there. Stay on the point. Mm-hmm. It's the schools will use the courts against the parents. The parents are entrapped between the school and their child.
Right. Well, but most of these cases are not the schools. Most of these cases have to do with divorce. Okay, so these cases have not to do with the schools turning the parents in. These cases have to do with the parents being divorced and one parent wanting one thing and another parent wanting another.
I take your word on that, but the vaccination thing is a virulent conspiracy with the pharma industry, and I cover that a lot on this program.
Oh, no. I totally believe that. But what we have is a situation where the courts are establishing precedent on situations that are not based on the facts.
When it eventually goes to court, but say they say, we can't let your child to the school unless he's vaccinated. What happens at that point? What can
you
the parents
don't send
do
your child
point?
To that school.
Yeah, well, and 10 others as well.
Right,
Pretty
well,
virulent.
But see, here's the thing. In America, you don't have to send your child to a public school. You can send your child to a private school. And the majority of the states in America allow for exemptions from vaccinations. And so you go to a private school that recognizes the exemption. If you don't find a private school in your area that recognizes an exemption, you homeschool your child because that is the opportunity in America.
Very, very, very few are in a position to do that. I find that...
Sorry. That's not true. Homeschooling a child is a choice.
I'm getting off major 23 different sources. Show this to be a mega problem. I'll take your word.
Right. Well, no. I'm not just.
Hello. Breaking up again.
Parental priorities. There is no excuse in America for a child for people to homeschool their child. The only excuse that a parent might have to not be able to homeschool their child is that they don't want to sacrifice their current lifestyle to support their beliefs. I'm telling you, if you really, really believe that your child should not be vaccinated,
Chris, that comes down to income level of the parents.
No, it does not. It absolutely does. Not in America.
No, it
does,
does
not. No.
I find that hard to believe. Let me tell you something.
I don't mean to be obstinate here, but my husband and I have no tangible income. Mm-hmm. Okay? We have no tangible income. We have no employer. We have no regular paycheck. And we have not had a regular paycheck for over 8 years. But we made the decision that the sacrifice of lifestyle, no matter what it takes, is more important, that our child's health and the way my child is raised is more important than any other lifestyle that we may lead.
Sure.
You see, in America, you don't have to homeschool your child. You can have an aunt or an uncle that homeschools your child. You can have a retired grandma or grandpa that homeschools your child.
I'm just going to put it out there.
If you really, really believe that these vaccinations are a physical threat to the life of your child, then there should be no excuse as to why you would not do absolutely everything to prevent that from happening. I mean, even living off the streets.
Hold on. I am endlessly reading out stories here. They're not gossip. They're very well prepared for... Was from Mike Adams' site from Natural News. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Well, I'm sure of that, but what I'm telling you is that these people are making choices.
I know, but hold on. The average parent has been battered by, your child is obese. That may well be obese, but they're using a thing called the body mass index, which is 30, 40 years out of date, mm-hmm. and doesn't take five fundamental facts and ethnicity into account. But they've been attacked on multiple levels. I'll just take the vaccination as a very serious one. Some states have opt-outs. Some states do not, like the insane carry-on in California. Well, how much of your operation, how many times have you done seminars in California?
Oh, quite a bit, actually, several times a year.
And how do you find it down there on this subject?
Well, here's the thing. The states in America run by free market system. You are not a slave to the state that you live in. If you don't like the politics or the mandates of your state, then you should move. That's the freedom of America.
I've taken that as a given, but your average person, that takes money and effort and time and jobs, whether you finish getting a job.
I'm a missionary. My family is also a missionary to Haiti. Okay? Yeah. So I know what real poverty looks like. And the average American has no understanding of what real poverty looks like. And I'm telling you that any sacrifice for your child is not enough.
I know that. Let me just add in the statistic that the real living situation of 2017. We know that 93 million Americans are out of work, right? And they're having at the wit's end to get an income and make a living. Sorry, we're going to a break now, but we'll take this up after the break in about 3 minutes, okay?
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point. And through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with Veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Back in from the first break, and we're talking to Chris Ann Hall, who is lectures, does prolific lecturing on the American Constitution and all related matters right through the United States. And we're saying there, Chris, and we won't fall out of this issue, but poverty in families, which is a massive part of American reality in 2017, is a major factor when you come up against these problems, meaning the school threatening to bar your child if you don't vaccinate them. It's a major problem. You're saying it's not.
No, I'm not saying it's a major problem. I'm saying the parents have a choice. I'm saying the parents have a choice in America to not send their child to a public school. And they have a choice that they do not have to stay in the state that mandates vaccinations. And if they find themselves, now wait a minute, Now if they find themselves, in a situation where they're unable to leave the state, then they should become politically active and change that. But if they can't change that, they are not enslaved. Okay? It is not unusual and it is not impossible for people to move. The idea that poverty enslaves people to a certain place defies all the facts that support that there are people that leave and move. It's a matter of sacrifice and priority.
Well,
not to mention the fact
that
private schools, many, many private schools, as a matter of fact, most private schools offer scholarships for students who do not have the ability to pay. And these private schools are not compelled to engage in the same draconian style of vaccination programs that the public schools do. The problem is that the parents in the American culture are, number one, do not understand or know that they have these opportunities in the private schools, or number two, find the convenience of the public schools too much to turn down.
Okay. Can I ask you this then? What percentage of schools in America are private?
I don't know that number, but it does. But there are private schools that are available.
I don't know. I don't.
You know what? Here's the point.
Is it 5%? Is it 50%?
You know what? What's irrelevant is the fact that 100% of the parents in America have the opportunity to be homeschool parents.
I'll agree to disagree with you on that one. Okay.
There is no law that prevents any parent or any grandparent or any aunt or uncle to be a homeschool to homeschool the children of their family in America.
And we have endless stories on RBN of homeschoolers being attacked by the state and being brought into court over homeschool. Have you come across that? We certainly have.
Well, I wouldn't say endless, but there are occasional stories of that. And I would say that the majority of those stories are alternate type of situations. Again, where we're talking about bad facts make bad law, where the parents are engaging in some other activity other than vaccination that invites the government into their life, like divorce or domestic violence
an enormous amount of the cases are trumped up charges by the state, as usual. Like American
Are usually, once again, propped.
Well, I'll ask you a fundamental question, and this is fundamentally based on what you do. The vast bulk of American law and charges are based on entrapment. The vast bulk of criminal law is based on entrapment.
That is not what I do. What I do is I teach the Constitution of the United States.
I'm not saying what you do. I'm saying out there in this criminal court, entrapment is a very large part of it. Okay?
I don't have the facts on that. I teach the Constitution of the United States. I don't have the facts on that.
Well, it's a very major part of what we come across here on the media.
Yeah.
That's
not my area of expertise, so I don't know.
Okay. But anyway, moving on to the current situation and the cars. Well, I'll give you a general one. Then we come to this very, I'm giving half this hour over to Tom Lacovera's situation in the Hamilton, and we come to that in a minute. But law reform. There's virtually no, in the UK here, there's not a withdrawal laws, tightening up, revised laws. I have never really heard any significant part of law reform going on in America at any level. It's just superimposing laws on top of laws on top of laws, and California being one of the worst. How much law reform in this area?
That's a state issue, and I specialize in the federal constitution. So each state has their own separate process.
But everybody lives in the state. Okay, we've just a quick
break
now.
Yeah, but I don't know every state. I specialize in the federal constitution.
Okay, we're going to the bottom of our break, and then we'll have a 20-minute run after this break. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Talk
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Bottom of the hour break, and we're talking to Chris Ann Hall. But anyway, I come to a very important subject. I know you know about this. It's not just the Bundys, the Hammonds are still in prison, and one of our broadcasters, Tom Lacovera, has been up on trumped up charges of constructive possession of a firearm. Would you talk about that? That's a fictitious charge, isn't it?
Well, it's a charge that prosecutors use in general when they have nothing else. In specifically speaking, that charge you stand on its own. What it is a charge that you add to another charge so that you can have a guaranteed win in the courtroom. And for to have a prosecutor to use that charge alone proves that the prosecutor is inept and is engaging in vindictive prosecution and has no other claim. Constructive possession simply means you were standing in the room that this particular thing, in this case, a firearm, was located. And generally what it means is that they use this a lot for drug charges, so that the drug is laying on the table and you're in the room and there's four people sitting around the table. And so the prosecutor and law enforcement cannot actually identify who is the possessor or the owner of that drug But the constructive possession says that you are in the area where this is actually located. But I understand in your case, the firearm was actually on the person's body. So we have established ownership and possession of the firearm, which makes the firearm...
Tom Lacavera was unarmed. He was unarmed, totally 100%.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that the firearm that was found was on the body of someone else. So there
what
is no question about
person?
Who was... No, that's what I'm saying. It was on the body of someone else. So there's absolutely no question as to who actually had possession or ownership. So that makes the constructive possession charge even more ridiculous because there's no question about who had it.
Right. Well, why has that charge even got any standing for 1 minute in court at all, then?
Well, because we have judges who are not interested in justice, who are not interested in morality or their oath, where we have activist judges. And unfortunately, even in the Donald Trump administration, we have Jeff Sessions, who is the department, who is the attorney general, the leader of the Department of Justice, who does not care or respect the natural rights of the people. He is an extremely...
Thank you for saying that. I was coming to him next, yeah. He is a disgrace. I knew from day one before he appointed him. What are they appointing this creature for? Because what are they appointing this creature for? He's part of the deep state.
I don't know. I get the feeling that Trump didn't know about him and that he was somehow forced upon Trump as a political favor of some sort. But the problem is that the American people who identify themselves as Republicans need to stop giving people a pass for their immoral and unconstitutional behavior simply because they are a Republican. There's no reason that Jeff Sessions should have been a senator for so long, and his behavior as a senator is not an exception to his behavior now as Attorney General. He's exactly as he was as a senator. So I knew when he was being nominated for Attorney General, I said from day one, he's going to be a horrible Attorney General. He has no respect for the people's rights. He's an absolute statist. He's a federal supremacist, and he believes that the federal government has the authority to deny people their rights if it makes a convenient case for the government. Now, I said this all along, and I had people who said, he's a Republican, he's a conservative, he's been this way, he's always been a conservative Republican. But here's the problem. He is not a constitutionalist, and he is not a respecter of the liberties of the people. And my only prayer is that the people of America begin to see it becomes too late for everybody.
Well, yeah, the one thing he okayed a law about... RICO laws. He's reinforced the RICO laws about taking money from people without trial, etc., etc. That happened recently.
Yeah, that's the laws for civil asset forfeiture, and he's promised to ramp up the civil asset forfeiture. And here's the thing: not only has he promised to ramp up the civil asset forfeiture, which is taking the property of the people without any due process. And many times it's taking the property of the people without even criminal allegation. So we're not even talking about a lack of conviction. We're talking about a lack of allegation at all. But he's also in favor of this civil asset forfeiture when it's opposite to the laws of the state. You see, the state of New Mexico has outlawed civil asset forfeiture in their state. They said, denying people the right to their property without due process is a violation of a natural right. We will not support it here. Jeff Sessions is saying, we don't care about the law in New Mexico that supports the rights of the people. We are going to, by force, enforce this unconstitutional and immoral law on the people of New Mexico, even though it's beyond, against their law.
Okay. Okay, well, how do you and I and other people, say, on the ground there, fight that? How do they fight this?
Okay, so you fight that. There are several ways, because that's the way our constitutional republic was designed. You fight that by having a sheriff who refused to allow the Department of Justice to execute these warrants. The sheriffs in these counties have superior jurisdiction within their counties to the federal government. That is something that is even supported right now by
just a small pause there. If the sheriff is operating to constitutional, the FBI and the government agencies are absolutely beating these sheriffs into the corner on so many issues, including the Carry On Las Vegas, and we're not going into Las Vegas in this program. It's a pitched warfare between the Fed, FBI, the CIA against local sheriffs on hundreds of issues across America.
Well, but we have sheriffs that are victorious in this, and they just simply stand their ground. We had a sheriff in New Mexico who refused to allow the IRS to seize a man's property without due process. We have a sheriff in Elkhart, Indiana, who refused the USDA and the FDA the authority to raid their farmers. We have sheriffs all over the country, especially in the West, who are refusing the Federal Forestry Service jurisdiction in their counties. So this is not something that is not happening, but it is something that the sheriffs need to be educated on, and it is something the sheriffs and the people need to be dedicated to prevent this from happening. Because you see, all of the threats that come from the federal government on our sheriffs are just simply bullying. They're not really real threats. And the real threat that comes from the federal government to our sheriffs is the denial of federal funding.
Okay. Well, let's go back to the Malheur event and the Bundys. The sheriff there did not do his job at all, right?
And that's the point. If the sheriff had done his job, then there would not have been
doesn't, you're screwed. There's nothing left to fall back on.
Unless you have a very strong militia. No, that's not true at all, because if the sheriff fails, then the county commissioners and the city council can. If the city council and the county commission fails, then the state legislator and the governor can. But you see, when fails...
You can go right up through those, and all of those have failed so far in this situation. Mm-hmm. And the Bundys and the Hammonds are still in jail, their trial is coming up, and... I'm appalled at the Patriot movement collectively who have not kicked up more about this and getting them out of jail. And another thing, I have the greatest respect for the Bundy family, and God rest that Lavoie Finicum. He was a genuine man, and they're Mormon people. What have the Mormon community done to try and get the Bundys out of prison? Can you name anything they've done?
You know, I haven't. I'm not involved in the Mormon community, so I have no idea.
I'm not saying you are, but I'm saying... You'd imagine in this situation, there are very high-profile Mormon people, and they've been farming for generations there. I have great respect for them. There's good and bad in every community, but there's been no visible defense of the Bundys or action to try and get them out of prison. None.
Yeah, and I don't know, I don't have the facts on that. I don't know if they're actually doing something that we can't see, which is quite possible, because I know that there are legislators from four different states that are absolutely fighting at this moment to free the Bundys. But it's not something that hits the news. And I know that they are actively fighting and they're actively working because I know them personally and I know what they're doing. And so just because it's not in the media and just because it's not being reported in somebody's blogger site doesn't mean it's not happening. As a matter of fact, we have
you'll see what happens when the trial comes up.
We have the legislators from four states.
Proof of that is what happens when the trial comes up. If there's all this activity going on and there are good people and high-powered people, we'll see what happens in the result. Right? That'll be the proof. It's coming up pretty soon.
What we're doing is fighting an overwhelming deception that has fallen across the American people. Okay? And so you have to understand that what's happening in America is because we've been taught the very wrong things for a very long time. I mean, it's not much different there in the UK. I mean, you guys have been deceived for centuries into believing that you don't even have a written constitution. When the designers of our constitutional republic, who were British at the time, knew that your constitution was written. Your constitution is a written document of five written documents. Well, the American people are following under the same deception.
Are you referring to Magna Carta? Britain has lots of constitutional law, but it does not have a written constitution.
Great Britain has five liberty charters that comprise
It does not have a written constitution.
The British people believed at least they did in the 16 and 1700s, that the five liberty charters were their constitution. It's not a single document.
Well,
it's a conglomeration
today.
Of documents. Okay, so they believed that it was. Now, you've been deceived into thinking that it's not written, but you have five liberty charters that limit in which these documents
are
actually written and proved. Okay?
Well
the American people are deceived in the same way into thinking that their constitution is a living, breathing document, which is the equivalent of not being a written document.
The Americans have a written constitution, but it's being ignored. Mm-hmm. The UK does not specifically have a
The Americans
is,
have
on,
a constitution that's written, but it's being told that that it's a living, breathing document, which is the exact same thing as not being written.
Okay.
So
just
if it's living, breathing, it's the same thing as not being written.
Okay. That's a pedantic description, but hold on. Let me finish my piece. A big problem in the Brexit negotiations, I have been heavily involved in all this as a fighting to keep the pound and get Britain out of the European Union. And the Brexit negotiation is that Britain does not have a written constitution. And it would have demolished most of the arguments of the EU sanctions being put on Britain in these negotiations if they had.
Alexander Hamilton was a British man. And Alexander Hamilton was a British subject. And Alexander Hamilton wrote a document that we call Federalist 84, in which he identified specifically as the five liberty charters being the Constitution of Great Britain. So I'm not making this up. These are words that are written by the actual men who lived the history. And maybe it's because this history has been hidden from the majority of the British people, just the same way as the history has been hidden from the majority of the American people. I know this because I teach British history. That's what I do. I teach the British history that began with Ethelred in 1014 and goes all the way through James II and the English Bill of Rights in 1789 through George II and George III of 1776.
Okay, that's history, we're talking about the actuality of today.
Yeah, but see, nobody has dissolved those documents.
I don't know where referring to those documents would get anybody today in any of the courts, but I have to tell you, the UK has a great deficiency because it does not have a specific written constitution. But anyway, we move on.
I just want to submit to you that maybe the UK actually has a written constitution and they simply are deceived into believing that it does not exist.
Well,
because
the people who lived
in the 1700s believed that you had a written constitution. And there's nothing changed from the 1700s to now.
Okay.
Nobody has dissolved your charters. Nobody has changed that law. You have a written set of charters range back to 1100 that establish the rights of the people and the limitation of the government. That is what we call a constitution.
Well, just let me explain this. One of the crap arguments put up by the European Union is that there's 3 million EU citizens living in Britain legitimately, and there's nearly 1 million Brits living in Europe. And they're saying, we want to make sure that the European Union citizens who are living and working in Britain have access to the European Court of Human Rights. Well, that's total BS, because Britain still has a remnant of common law in a lot of aspects of law here.
And that's the same kind of argument they're trying to make here in the United States by bringing in the United Nations Human Rights, the Human Bill of Rights. The problem is the people of America are buying into that once again because they're being taught that the Constitution is a living, breathing document and that that because it was written so long ago, it has no relevance today. And the UN Charter is actually more relevant because it's been written more recently. And by claiming that the U.S. Constitution is a living, breathing document, it's the same as claiming that it is not written, because our Constitution was written for the single and sole purpose to make sure that government never became arbitrary and they couldn't make up their own rules. But the living, breathing document lie is the exact opposite. It allows those in power and those politicians to make up their own rules. I had a politician, a House rep from the state of Michigan, tell me that the Constitution itself was an unachievable goal of perfection, that it was just an ideal, that we couldn't actually majority of their congressmen could get together to pass as a bill. That is an unlimited government. That is a totalitarian kingdom. And that's specifically contrary to what we created.
Okay, well, just let me say this. On the actuality of the cases that come down and how the judges handle them is what is actually going on in the reality of law in the country. And there may be outrageous decisions by judges. But if they're final decisions, they're final decisions, unless there's some other court of appeal. But
okay,
there's
but
endless
here's
cases
the problem. Here,
going on at the moment that are outrageous
theory.
Decisions as well.
No. Here's the problem with that theory. Courts don't make law in the United States. They don't make law.
Uh-huh.
They issue opinions. And their opinions are only binding if they are consistent with the Constitution.
Courts can send you to jail for 50 years if they wish, etc. Anyway, we're at the last break on this hour, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes. Okay.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Talking to Chris and Holm. So we're just 3 or 4 minutes left, Chris. How do you think it's going to go, Chris, for the Bundys, the Hammonds, and this case this week, which is on the 18th, I believe, Tom Lacovara? How do you think they're going to go?
Well, you know, I'm not quite sure. It's hard to tell. There are some developments that are happening that I can't talk about that are actually are somewhat beneficial to them. But what we have to do, what we need to understand in this situation is, number one, all of this came about because they're protesting a government that's out of control, which entered them into a legal system operated by the same government that's out of control. I know from personally speaking to Ammon Bundy and from personally speaking to the family of Clavin Bundy that these men knew that there was really no hope of a fair trial, that there was really no hope that they would see justice. But they believed that what they were doing was right, and they believed what they were doing was worthy of the sacrifice, whatever it may be. And that's the problem. When you have a federal government like we have that's completely out of control, and you have a people that are so ignorant of how the government and the states are supposed to operate, you have a collapse of the system in which it becomes not a constitutional republic as it's designed, but a totalitarian kingdom. So people like Anna Brown in Oregon and Gloria Navarro in Nevada can act as tyrants without recourse. And that's the problem in America. Samuel Adams, one of the designers of our constitutional republic, said that people will not tamely surrender their liberties nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. But on the contrary, when the people become universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink underneath their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. You see, I teach a class. I've just taught this class 6 times in the last 7 days. About the creation of our states as independent sovereign states that have separated themselves from Great Britain as colonies. So they're no longer colonies, they're independent states. And the authority that comes along with the creation of those states and the duty that comes along with the creation of those states to defend and secure the rights of the people. But the American people have been deceived for so long and have been denied the proper education of who they are and how the proper separation of power between the federal government and the states operate. The majority of the American people feel overwhelmed and unable to deal with the political issues. And to their defense, it's because they simply do not know what their power is. And that's why we're teaching what we're teaching, to empower the people to make sure that they know that their state and their local governments not only have the superior authority to the federal government, but they actually have a duty to be superior to the federal government in the defense of the people's rights.
And the thing is, it all comes down to a phrase, take back your country. I don't see a chance of that happening. I just don't. How do you see it happening?
Okay, well, I'm not interested in people taking back their country. I'm interested in people restoring liberty within their states.
The same. I don't. You're splitting a hair there, but anyway.
No, okay, it's not. It's a smaller picture. You can take back America one county at a time. That's where the.
I hope so. Anyway, thank you very much for coming on today. I'm very grateful, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.